Relationship inventory. Looking clearly at the relationships that you are involved in through all times and spaces, all times and places. It's best to take two separate sheets of paper, and on one sheet you write down all the people you can think of that when you were spending time with them, or even when you think about them, it actually gives you energy, it uplifts you. Even the things in the past, teachers you remember from school, it could be a waiter in the restaurant, anything that really stands out and has given you a tremendous amount of energy and has uplifted you, it has actually helped you to go further in your life. It somehow was a little bit of a catalyst that from then on your life improved. Kind of go through your life and think about that. What kind of people were these? Like, who were these people that actually helped you to move on in your life, that was somehow assisting you to climb higher? So you write them all down on one sheet of paper. And then once you're done that, you're going to take the other sheet. You can do that on the same day. If necessary, you can do it another day. And then you write down on that sheet of paper all the people, just very neutrally, that actually have really stalled your life, that have taken energy from you, where your life actually kind of spiraled downwards, where things weren't really supportive, and you actually ended up maybe sick or not well or lost a lot of things. I know in the bigger picture, that's not a bad thing, but essentially, what really happened in direct relationship to these people. And also you can recognize if you have sort of an energetic charge or a traumatic charge around that. That tells you the links that you have with these people. And that can also include all the people that are passed away, people that are not alive anymore, which sometimes are your parents or your grandparents, and even teachers that are not alive anymore, not in the embodiment. And you just list them all. And this is your list of letting go. And you can list them all down and with your intent and to see them really right there in front of you and just recognize very neutrally, because this is you're doing this list in a moment when you are neutral, not in the heat of the moment when you're stuck and unconscious in a reactive pattern. You're actually sitting down, really thinking about it actively. Who are these people? You're actively looking around inside of yourself psychically, feeling and remembering who are these people that actually have made life more difficult for you. So you list them all in order to release them, to release yourself. And you can repeat that again at another point in your life, maybe a few years down the line, when you have noticed more people coming into your life and more people have joined your life, or you made new friends, or you're at a new job or such things. And you can look at it again. And if it helps you to remember and be alert to who these people were, you might keep the list for a while and sort of at a distance because you're just aware looking at, okay, you know, be conscious of it. Or if you're ready, just shred it, just get rid of it. And that's it. Thank you.